Well, Happy New Year to all of you, first off. Thank you. Thank you. Once again, you're going to be the beneficiaries of a short homily because we have four baptisms coming up here in a very short time. So I need to make this short. We have a sung litany at the 10 o'clock, four baptisms, hats and horns, all the craziness. We have those little midgets piling out of the cars as well. No, not quite that much excitement, but we'll try to make this brief. I told you before about the story of the Russian priest. This was given to me by a friend of mine who is now a Russian priest himself in Russia. And he had said at the kind of at the close of communism, he was a Christian during the last days of the Soviet Union. And his parish priest over there, they weren't entirely covert, but they were closely watched. And he said that the priest, when a mother would come to him with a child to be baptized, I'm sure I've shared this with you before, look at her straight in the eye and say, "Are you ready to give that child up to death?" And if the mother didn't run away, he thought maybe there was hope, you know. He was very serious about that, though. Are you ready to give that child up to death? You ready for that? You know, if you said, you know, "I want to have my child baptized," you might as well just hand him right over. Would you be ready to see the child put to the knife? What an awful thought. But yet, that's what it's come down to in a lot of nations around the world, hasn't it? Baptism means, yeah, you're likely going to face the knife. We're seeing that in Africa in some places, in the Middle East. Infants being killed by the very fact that they are from a Christian family. So you're ready to give your child up to death would be the question to ask to a mother of a child being baptized. Not just for a mother being baptized, but I hope also being a question for us every day of our lives. You ready to give yourself up to death? You ready for it? You ready to surrender all the nice things that make you so comfortable in the world? You ready for that if need be? Would you give that up for the sake of the gospel? It's a question that comes to us as well, doesn't it? It should. Should cross our minds. We're pretty protected here in the United States for the time being. That question might not likely come up in our lifetimes. Who knows? Or it may. This is all the more urgent. All the more urgent. St. Paul writes to the church at Rome that we heard today. "For you know how late it is," he says. This is all the more urgent. "You know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up! For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Wake up!" St. Paul says to the church at Rome. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Like a soldier getting ready for battle. Get rid of your dirty clothes. Get on your armor. And wake up. Wake up. It's all the more urgent. All the more urgent. We're almost done. We're almost done. What a thing to be reading on a day of a baptism. Here are these little kids we're going to have at just before the 10 o'clock. Four of them. It's the beginning. And we're saying, get ready, it's almost over. It's almost over. The parents are going to think we're crazy or something. Good Lord. Well, the priest anyway. They're going to think the priest is crazy. That's par for the course, though. But this is Advent, after all, isn't it? The beginning and the ending. We look back to His first coming. We look forward to His next coming, His second coming. So really, get out of those dirty clothes, St. Paul says. Put on your bright armor. Be ready for battle. But know that it's coming soon. With it is going to come tribulation, certainly. And we're close, really, though. We are close. He says, even closer than when we first believed. I hope that's obvious, of course. I love this translation, though. It's all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Time is running out. And as I said before, that day is really just a heartbeat away. We know how quickly life can come to an end. You know how easy that is. How fragile, how tenuous life can be. Time is running out. We never know when that day is. Take this season of Advent to look back. Rejoice for the birth of our Lord that we're going to celebrate on Christmas. But no, look forward as well and realize that, yeah, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. His second coming, the day in which we're going to be called upon to make our confession, either before man or before God. but know that it's coming. Be ready. From time to time, I share this with you, I think. Every Mass at Zion Church in Brimfield, before every Mass, we hear the Roman Martyrology. Most of these are quite old. I think the very modern ones are probably from a thousand years ago. At Patras in Achaia, the birthday on today, the 30th day of November, the birthday of St. Andrew, the Apostle, who preached the Gospel of Christ in Thracia and Scythia. He was arrested by Aegeus, the proconsul, and first of all, imprisoned, then severely scourged, and lastly hung on a cross, whereon he survived for 2 days, teaching the people. And after beseeching the Lord that he would not permit him to be taken down from the cross, he was enveloped in a great light from heaven, and when this faded away, he gave up the ghost. At Rome, the Passion of Saints Castellus and Eupropes, at Constantinople, St. Maura, Virgin and Martyr, St. Justina, Virgin and Martyr, at Rome, St. Constantius, Confessor, at Sens in France, St. Trajan, Bishop and Confessor, a man of great holiness, who when buried upon earth made it plain by many miracles that he was already living in the Vision Glorious. In Palestine, Blessed Zosimus, Confessor, who was renowned for holiness and miracles under the Emperor Justin. And as we close every reading of this by saying, and elsewhere, many other holy martyrs, confessors, and holy virgins.
Thanks
be to God. Indeed, thanks be to God. Martyrs who paved the way for us, who made the confession, who knew that they were living, who had their armor on, who had shed off their dirty clothes, their dirty deeds as though they were dirty clothes, and put on the bright shining armor of light and lived in Christ, and when the time came, knew whose servant they were. Christians, be ready to confess Christ. My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, all throughout this Advent, live as though we're waiting for the knock at the door, so that we may ever be also ready, like these martyrs, like St. Andrew, like St. Zosimus, all the others, that we might be ready to confess Jesus Christ before God and before man, so that we may ever too be ready to receive the Vision Glorious in Advent and in all the days of our lives. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which thy Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal, through him who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, now and ever, in world without end. Amen.